We are now joined by our NASCAR Xfinity Series race winner here at Homestead Miami Speedway. That's Justin Allgaier, driver of the number 7 Junior Motorsports Chevrolet. Justin, not only did your last lap pass for the lead get you the race win, you're also a Dash for Cash winner. And another stat for you, that last lap actually was the fastest lap of the race.
Oh, wow.
Can you take us through that last lap from your perspective?
I'll take that. That's pretty special. I didn't know that. This race team, I just cannot say enough about the effort, the time, the energy. I mean, Jim Pohlman has been a huge catalyst for that for me, but also, too, just everybody that's a part of Junior Motorsports, all the men and women that, you know, put their heart, sweat, tears, blood into these race cars week in and week out. You know, everybody at Chevrolet, the Hendrick Engine Shop, just so many people are a part of what we do, and this has been by far, I don't know the stats, but it has to be my worst racetrack in the history of me racing any car in my entire life. So to come out of here with a win, knowing that we weren't the best car today, but we had a car that was capable of running top five, and you know, even with the penalty, we were able to drive our way back up inside the top five, and the team rallied even when we were down. And you know, I think in years past, I said it last week in Vegas, I probably would have made a lot of mistakes had I not won the championship last year. Today's another day of that. You know, being behind and just not panicking, knowing that we were going to do what we had to do, and you know, put yourself in the right position. And to be honest with you, I was upset when the caution came out because I was going to get a career best finish here, and things were just going as good as they could have gone in my mind. And then that last pit stop, the team rallied, they made some adjustments, and you know, just the pace that we had on that last restart was special. And you know, I'm sure Jim pumped some air in the tires. I hadn't stuck like that all day, so I'm sure he put that perfectly matched set and staggered set of tires on there, and it was definitely what we needed to be able to pull off the win. So I'm bummed for Kyle. You know, I felt like the 17 team did an amazing job all day. They were the class of the field, and sometimes the fastest car doesn't always win, and to be able to win the race here and get the Dash for Cash, you know what Xfinity does for the sport is special. So a lot of firsts today, a lot of things that I didn't expect, and really, really cool moment.
Well, you still got that career best finish here. It's a little
still
bit better than you expected.
Finish. A little better than I expected, too.
That's right. We'll open it up to questions now. We'll start here, and then we'll go to Steven and Cameron.
Brian Twining, Bethwurst Media Group. Justin, as you said, this is your first ever top five here in Homestead. It's actually your fifth top 10 in your career here. So, you know, congratulations on that. Congratulations
on starts, like
17 today.
Yeah. It's not a good stat. Sorry.
But no, just to begin this year, you know, you've been running really well at every single track. Phoenix, you were the best car, and then you had the unfortunate bad luck to happen. And then these last 2 weeks you win, including today, where you almost had the better luck of everybody else, to where it's like retribution of what happened in Phoenix. How does it feel to begin the season as strong as you have, especially coming off of a championship and now being the championship favorite?
Yeah, I mean, you want to peak at the right time. It's probably a little early in the season to be peaking. So hopefully there's still more in the tank that we can find. But, you know, I think as I kind of alluded to earlier, but like my mindset for 2025 has changed significantly. How I attack each race, the prep work, you know, the time that we've put in each week. I'm working harder now than I've ever worked in my entire life. And, you know, I know that the team is as well. And so today, you know, I was upset with Phoenix, but I just didn't do a good enough job, right? I didn't clean the tires up well enough. I didn't put myself in the best position. I got a terrible restart, right? And you know, as somebody that is a veteran of the sport, I pride myself on not making dumb mistakes, things that I can control. And so the last restart today was like, okay, I have to be on my A game and not make mistakes. If I don't make mistakes and I do the right thing, we're gonna have a shot at it. And Sheldon honestly did a better job than I did, and I thought I was getting spun out to the right going into turn one. He got right to the corner of the bumper, and you know, still was able to keep going straight, and then just racing with Austin. You know, I knew going into the restart zone that the 41 was antsy. He was trying to make sure he was going to be on it, and when I saw him hit the back of the 17, I knew that I knew we were in great shape for that outside row, because it hadn't started well all night, and then I knew it was just going to be racing the 21 heads up. And, you know, all of those guys up there, I mean, to have all four of our Dash for Cash cars racing kind of in the mix with each other all day at certain points. I mean, that was pretty cool. So to come out of here on top is really special and something that I still have work to do. Team still has work to do. We got to get a little bit better, but you know, I'll come out of here with a big smile on my face, knowing that we got one back that we didn't get a couple of weeks ago.
Go to Steven and then Cameron. Nope. Okay, Steven.
Steven Stump, Frontier.com. Justin, just what was the whirlwind of emotions for you going from being in fourth place, 25 seconds back to winning the thing in just a span of 10 laps?
Yeah, I mean, I think when we started the green flag cycle, I waited a lap. I there was a lap car that literally pulled down in front of me as we were coming. Jim was calling me to pit road, and he pulled down in front of me, and I called off the pit cycle. And that put me behind the 17 coming to pit road. And it was probably not a good thing because I realized how far behind I was right at that moment. And so, you know, it's disheartening knowing how far back you are. But at the same time, like I said, I've run so bad here that for me, a fourth was going to be a win, right? When the caution came out, I was pretty upset because I just wanted to get that top five and get it out of here and go home. And, you know, probably the biggest thing for me was Jim Pullman and being fired up on the radio. And he's like, all right, man, we got this. Like, let's go. And not what I expected him to come on the radio with. And so, you know, Eddie DeHaan did a great job all day of keeping me calm, keeping me patient. And, you know, Jim said something to me that we've worked on this week a lot. We've worked on it really this whole year is we went from discipline to motivation, right? And you know, at the end of the race, There is no discipline, right? You just got to go for it and lay it all on the line. And, you know, he was confident in the race car. When I look at what we went through in the simulator for this racetrack and what we've talked about in the video review that we've done, he had, like, just this confidence that as a driver you can only want, right, from your crew chief to have. And we qualified okay, still a little bit off of where we needed to be at. And then, you know, in the race, just – to be able to have a shot at it. You never know how these races are going to finish, and all you need is a shot at it. And we got that and walked out of here with a win. So pretty, pretty special.
And this is the second time in your career you've won back-to-back. It's also the earliest you've gotten two wins in a single season. Even if it is, you are peaking early, just how, you know, sweet is it to be reaping the rewards of just how well you guys are running?
I didn't know I won back-to-back before, so that's a good –
Your first back-to-back was that Richmond doubleheader in 2020.
Oh, yeah, that was a weird – it was 2 days in a row, I guess, technically. So, you know, it's I don't know. I think I said it out there on the front stretch, but the five-year-old me, if you would have told me that I would have ever even had a shot to drive a NASCAR stock car anywhere on a racetrack, I would have told you you're crazy. To be able to sit up here and to not only win today, but to do it 2 weeks in a row with the field of competition that we have right now, it's a big deal. And you know, our team – I cannot say enough about Junior Motorsports, right? All four of our Chevrolets have been fast every single week. And just like today, the one started off behind the eight ball, and they had a restart violation or start violation and got behind. And then the eight had they got worried that it was going to come apart, so they pitted, you know, put them behind. But the speed was there. Like, when I look at all four of our Chevrolets, right, we have speed and we're doing a great job in the shop of all the crew chiefs working well together and the drivers working well together and the engineers working well together. And there's a lot to be said for that. And so, you know, I'm proud of what we accomplished today, but I'm probably equally as proud knowing that, you know, we're going to a slew of racetracks where if any one of our Junior Motorsports teammates have a shot, we could finish 1, 2, 3, 4 at any of these next four or five races. And that's a big deal. And I'm proud of the effort that's being put into the shop and, you know, behind the scenes. And like I said, everybody at Chevrolet and Hendrickson shop, just what they do is truly special. And it makes my job a lot easier, but it also makes a lot of fun.
Any additional questions? We'll go to Zach.
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. Justin, I'm curious. You mentioned that you saw the 41 a little antsy on the restart there. Is that just an experience thing? You were obviously teammates with him for a long time. You've been doing this a long time. And he's still on the front end of his career. Is that something that just comes with experience, or was he what do you think was going through his mind
in
that
moment?
Well,
I think past winner here, right? Somebody that has run extremely well at this racetrack and had a great day today, right? I mean, he was, I would say, the second best car to the 17, arguably considerably better on the short run than the 17. The 17 needed, you know, 10, 12, 15 laps to get rolling and really show his optimal pace. And so I think, you know, I guess in some ways I was a little surprised that they took the bottom. You know, we've seen the starts all day. We did it early in the race, right? But when it comes down to a green white checkered and you have sticker tires and, you know, you're trying to battle heads up, I think in that moment, I guess I was really surprised that he took the bottom. But then, you know, I think it just comes down to he knew he was going to have to get all of it, especially if you take inside second row. You have to get everything out of your race car. And, you know, look, Sam has done a great job. Switched teams this year. You know, they've had speed every week. I don't know that they've really had the finishes that they want. They want to go to victory lane. And, you know, I think it just came down to that. He knew he had to go. And you know, I don't blame him. I don't think he did anything wrong. Like, it's just it was literally the perfect storm, and it paid huge dividends to the 21 and I, right? Any other racetrack we go to, that's probably the perfect move. You know, we don't spend tires at a lot of these other places like we did here at Homestead. So he's able to shove the 17 out clear, and then it's kind of game over from there for everybody else, right? They race it out kind of like the 21 and I did. So, you know, I think that there's a lot of – he's going to go back and probably look at this one and go, man, I coulda, woulda, shoulda. But I think, he's masterful race car driver. He did a great job today. He did all the right things, and it just came down to a green white checkered that you really have no idea – you know, who you're around and how they're going to react and when they're going to go. So I, you know, as even as a former teammate, he's still somebody that I'm proud of. I'm proud to watch him grow in his career, and he's done an amazing job. So I feel like he's like my little kid, you know, like you watch all these little kids go on and, you know, Noah almost got the pole for the cup race today. And, you know, I've had all these great teammates that, you know, have had a lot of success that when they leave our shop and, you know, Dale always talks about it. But as a teammate to a lot of them, I feel like I equally enjoy and share in when they do have success. So when you're watching somebody that you know a lot about and you watch them have success, you know, you're proud of them for that. So I was proud of Sam today, but I also know how Sam is, and I know that he's going to be upset at that last restart.
Well, Justin, thanks so much for coming in. Congratulations.
Thank you. I mean, law of averages says I probably won't see you all next week, so thank you guys all. And if I do, well, we're going to be smiling even more, so thank y'all.